Gary Schnittke with the University of Illinois. The latest report that came out was definitely bearish for the market. What did you think of the numbers, and were they a surprise?
I was surprised with how high yields were, particularly their USDA is projecting some very good yields across the nation, and those yields, whenever we see record-breaking yields, I was a little bit surprised with how high they were. But USDA is pretty good at counting bushels out there, so I take it at face value and believe that that's what's out there.
The market reacted negatively to these numbers. What's it going to take for recovery?
It's difficult to see recovery coming for those prices for the foreseeable future. Something like the resolution of the trade disputes with both China, Canada, and Mexico would be a help in pushing those forward. My guess, though, is we're down here for a while, and I would sort of think that we're looking at soybeans at a lower level than we've seen in the past several years. Past 3-4 years, soybeans have averaged 975. I would be betting on soybeans closer to 9 for the foreseeable future. So, and I simply don't see anything that's going to take us up there unless we resolve this trade issues fairly quickly.
And of course, there's some people in the parts of the country, namely Missouri, that are not getting a corn crop at all. This has to be particularly hard on them when there's such disparity in yields from one place to the other.
Yeah, the drought, it is truly amazing. Then that's why I was surprised with the yields as high as they are. You know, Missouri, southern Iowa, that whole center, that whole area in there is having a really poor drought, or big drought. And those farmers there are going to be particularly hard hit because they have little yield, lower prices. They will probably be getting some crop insurance payments, but again, we're in a loss situation already when we're getting those crop insurance payments.
You mentioned soybeans, and perhaps there's not a lot of prospect for recovery in the foreseeable future. What about corn?
Corn is still holding in there very well. 370, 380 sort of is what we're projecting. Cash bids are quite a bit lower than that now. There's probably a bit more optimism for corn, but you know, everything is unsettled now because as we're looking at those lower soybean prices, farmers are likely to be going to be making adjustments in their acreage in 2019. Probably more acres in corn, more acres in cotton, more acres in wheat, less acres in soybeans, and that could bring those prices down as well. So, you know, mid to high threes for corn is probably what we should be expecting again for the foreseeable future.